Okay, next patient we're going to do is going to be Vasquez, V-A-S-Q-U-E-Z, V-A-S-Q-U-E-Z. First name is Lucio, L-U-C-I-O. This is a 96-year-old gentleman who's being recertified for hospice at this time. Patient was admitted to hospice with end-stage renal disease. As I mentioned, he is 96 years old. I'm sorry, 95 years old. He has become obtunded with decreased appetite. The patient is no longer interested in dialysis. He's had progressive and steady decline from hospice, demonstrated by increased weakness, sleeping about 14 to 16 hours a day, very little ambulation at this time, where he used to ambulate without a walker independently, requires help with all ADLs, has become incontinent, and wears a diaper now, and has a KPA score of 40%, period. He's also demonstrated weight loss, decreased appetite, protein, calorie, malnutrition, and his decreased cognition is most likely related to his worsening renal function, also associated with weakness, paleness, and anemia, as well as itching, period. Okay, that patient requires medication around the clock. Patient comfortable, period. Patient continues to remain hospice appropriate and is most likely has less than 6 months to live, hence remains, once again, appropriate for hospice certification at this time. Thank you. Let's see if there's anything else I want to add. It's noteworthy to mention that because the patient's increase in urine and creatinine and decreased renal function, he's now requiring much less insulin. Patient's daughter is the caregiver who gives him an insulin. Since patient is no longer able to give insulin. Thank you.